Welcome to Discover Daily, where curiosity meets conversation. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. Today, we'll explore how Gen Z is reshaping the job market, the controversial use of tear gas in AI home security, an AI tool that estimates lifespans, and the unauthorized use of a BBC presenter's voice through AI cloning. But first, let's dive into Gen Z's shift towards blue-collar work. Gen Zers are increasingly drawn to blue-collar jobs, defying traditional expectations of pursuing white-collar careers or college education. Economic factors like avoiding student debt, concerns about AI disrupting office roles, desires for job security, and the appeal of potentially higher wages are driving this trend. One in six Gen Zers might switch from a white-collar to a blue-collar career due to fears that AI could replace many traditional office jobs. Blue-collar fields often offer opportunities to earn while learning through apprenticeships, avoiding the financial burden of college. Job security is another major factor, with many Gen Zers perceiving blue-collar jobs as more stable compared to volatile tech sectors. The potential for higher initial wages and productivity-linked bonuses also makes these roles attractive. Interestingly, Gen Z values hands-on, impactful work where they can see tangible results, aligning well with blue-collar jobs. Their tech savviness is also seen as an asset in modernizing these trades. However, challenges remain, including the need for better pay, flexible schedules, and clear career advancement paths. Industries are adapting by offering higher wages, embracing technology to make jobs less physically demanding, and providing clearer career pathways to attract Gen Z talent. Shifting gears now to a controversial development in home security. Some AI home security systems are now incorporating tear gas as a deterrent against intruders. One such product is PaintCam, which uses AI recognition technology to distinguish between friends and foes, firing non-lethal paintballs or tear gas at perceived threats. Users can customize PaintCam's response, choosing from various paintball effects like different colors for deterrence, tear gas for stronger repulsion, and UV color for invisible marking of intruders. While offering enhanced protection, the integration of tear gas capabilities raises ethical concerns about the use of such deterrence, particularly in residential settings. Did you know? PaintCam's AI recognition system is designed to prevent accidental targeting of friendly individuals, but the potential for errors and unintended consequences remains a concern. Speaking of AI tools raising ethical questions, let's talk about Life2Vec. Researchers have developed Life2Vec, an advanced AI tool that estimates an individual's lifespan based on various health and demographic data. Using deep learning algorithms trained on extensive datasets, Life2Vec provides personalized life expectancy predictions. Users input details like age, gender, health habits, family medical history, and lifestyle choices. The algorithms then analyze this data, identifying patterns and correlations with health outcomes to estimate the user's potential lifespan. While offering personalized insights into factors influencing longevity, Life2Vec raises significant ethical and privacy concerns. Strict guidelines are in place to prevent misuse by insurance companies or employers, and the tool is currently limited to research environments. It's important to note that Life2Vec's predictions are probabilistic and not definitive, with an accuracy reported to be within 9 years of actual longevity. The tool does not account for unforeseen life events or future medical advancements that could alter an individual's lifespan. Raising another ethical AI issue, let's look at this concerning case of voice cloning misuse. In a concerning incident, BBC presenter Liz Bonin's likeness and voice were used without her consent in an advertising campaign through AI voice cloning technology. Scammers misled a company into believing they were interacting with Bonin herself, providing fake endorsements and signing a contract. Bonin expressed feeling violated by this unauthorized use of her identity, highlighting the importance of vigilance when contacted through unofficial channels. This incident underscores the urgent need for regulatory measures to address the challenges posed by advanced AI technologies in media and advertising. Voice cloning can be used not only for misleading endorsements, but also for more harmful purposes like fraud and misinformation. Pivoting now to an upcoming historic event related to AI governance. In a historic first, Pope Francis will attend the upcoming G7 summit in Puglia, Italy, where he will participate in a working session dedicated to discussing the challenges and implications of artificial intelligence. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who is hosting the summit, emphasized the importance of the Pope's contribution in defining an ethical and regulatory framework for AI, describing it as one of the greatest anthropological challenges of our time. The Pope's participation is expected to bring a unique perspective, focusing on the moral and ethical dimensions of AI. The Vatican has been actively engaged in this area, promoting the Rome Call for AI Ethics since 2020. Pope Francis has previously cautioned against the potential threats posed by AI, including disinformation and interference in elections. His presence at the G7 summit is expected to generate significant interest and add a new dimension to the critical discussions surrounding the development and governance of artificial intelligence. Thank you for joining us on Discover Daily. If you're curious to learn more about the stories we covered, be sure to check the episode description for links to dive deeper. You can also download the Perplexity app to explore our curated content feed. We'll return tomorrow with more topics from the world of science and technology. So subscribe to Discover Daily wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss out. Until then, keep exploring and stay curious.